Welcome to The Roofer Show with your host, Dave Sullivan. You found the podcast that helps roofing contractors grow their businesses, make more money, and have more free time. Each week, Dave interviews the industry's top experts who will give you actionable tips and strategies for the real world of construction to help you take your roofing business to the next level. So let's get down to business.
Hey everybody, what's up? Welcome to The Roofer Show, the place to be if you want to grow a more profitable roofing business. I'm your host, Dave Sullivan, the Roofer Coach, and I have been a successful roofing contractor for over 30 years, and I'm here to share with you what I've learned. I want to ask you a question, and that is, where are you taking your family on your two-week vacation this summer? Or are you one of those contractors that I talk to that says, there's no way I could take 2 weeks off from my business? It would fall apart. Well, that is no way to run a business. If your company is reliant on you or maybe one or two key people, that is not a business. You've got a job. You're always complaining, I got to wear all the hats around here. I'm spending my days putting out fires. I'm not making the money that I should be. And most importantly, I just have no free time. I'm working my butt off in this business. I'm working weekends. I got problems at home. You tell yourself, I can't take 2 weeks off this summer, but next year, it's going to be different. But another year goes by and the same thing again. You're on that hamster wheel. You're not making any progress. You're stuck. You're stuck in the mud. You're stressed out and you don't know what to do. Well, maybe it's finally time that you take action. Maybe you check your ego at the door, reach out and find some help. Help from somebody that's been there and done it. And that's what I do. I help roofing contractors build their business, make more money, and most importantly, get your free time back. And I do that through my one-on-one coaching programs and my mastermind groups of other non-competing roofing contractors that are struggling with the same problems that you have. And the first step in finally moving your business forward is to go to my website at theroofershow.com. Go to my contact page, big blue button. Click that. It'll take you to my calendar where we can have a free call. We talk for half hour, 45 minutes about your business, what's going on, what kind of problems you're having, and see if I can help. If it's not a good fit for you, I can probably redirect you to another coach, another program. There's a bunch of them out there that are great, can really help you, but you've got to take action. Why do you want to do it alone? The smart guy doesn't learn from his own mistakes. He learns from the mistakes of others. This morning, I got one of those free calls. And actually, this was from a general contractor. And he told me he's been listening to the podcast for maybe 6 months now. And the topics that I talk about, he says, it's like you're speaking to me. I've been meaning to give you a call, but I just haven't gotten around to it. But he told me today that something just snapped. He made the call, and we talked probably for an hour and a half. And we're going to work together. I know I can help him. I know exactly where he's at, how he feels. I was there. And even though he's a general contractor, I mostly work with roofing contractors, but I've got a great landscaper. I've got concrete guy, other trades, other home services. But we're all struggling with the same problems. He's got a great business. He's been doing this for quite a while, but he's just having a tough time. And I can see what's going on. He's being pulled in so many different directions. He's doing too many services at the same time. And I know he's spending too much time and losing money on some of those services. So we're going to really dig into this and see where he makes his money, because the riches are in the niches. We want to focus down on one, two, or three services where he makes money and move out of the ones that he's not. And this is what's so frustrating. So I know we can get his business back to profitability where he's having more time and we're building value in that business. And it's saleable to another investor at some point when he wants to exit his business. How do I know this? Because I did it. We were trying to be everything to everybody. We did too many services. We focused it down. How did I do that? I brought in a business coach, a consultant that taught me this, that pointed it out to me, and somebody that could get me to take a step back, see the forest through the trees, and we made some real changes. And once we did that, my business just took off. But let's get back to that two-week vacation, because it really symbolizes how we go about building a strong, solid business that is going to work for us. Where we're not working in the business, we're able to work on the business. And this is how we can grow a profitable company. And we do that from day one. I say that we build this business to sell. And the reason is because if we can, we have to build a company that doesn't rely on us, that we don't have to be there all the time. And we can step back and the business continues to operate. And we do that by building up layers and we build it strategically. And the way that we do this is by building out our three-legged stool. You've heard me talk about this. This is what business is all about. It's building this stool that's got three legs. And we need a strong, solid stool, just like our business. And those legs are, we have to sell work, we have to do work, and we've got to keep score. Each of those legs have to be solid and strong. And if one of them's weak, the stool or our business is going to topple over. And we do that with processes, just like a checklist. You got a pilot that's flying the plane. He's done it 1,000 times, but he still goes down that checklist. Check, check, check each point one at a time. And that's how we run our business, with process. And we start off with our sales process. Nothing happens until somebody sells something. We've got to have strong sales. That's what we're going to talk about today, is our sales process. And it's going to be step by step. We're going to work less and sell more. That's what it comes down to, because we're going to focus on the right type of prospects, the ones that can afford our services. We're going to identify those, and we're going to be able to spend more time answering their questions, consulting and helping them each step of the way, so we can sell our services at the price that we need to make a good profit. Stop thinking you have to be competitive. You have to be profitable. You don't have a choice. And that's the job of sales. The money is made in the sale. Then we go into production. Production's job is to protect that profit, to make sure that they're hitting those targets as our estimate. We've got to make sure that that everybody understands what it is that we're doing, what our targets are. This is how much time we have allotted, materials, all our job costs, and we've got to hit that and hit our profitability. And how do we measure our success or failure? It's through our process when we move into the scorekeeping. We have a process for that. And that's our bookkeeping, our accounting, and it comes down to job costing. Costing out every job, doing a post-mortem, I call it, where we're looking at that job, each and every job, and we look at the estimate. This is how our estimate looks. Now, we've got our actual. This is what it actually cost us. Well, now we're looking at the variance. What did we do right? What did we do wrong in this job? How do we improve it? And that's how we're going to be more profitable. But without job costing, without going through this process of scorekeeping, we're not going to know that. And this is how everything ties together. This is why building out that solid stool is everything. And that's what I'm going to talk about over the next few weeks. Is this going somewhere? Yeah, that's where it's going, is that we're going to talk about each of those three legs, what it takes to build this out, where it's going to build a solid business. This is how we're going to build a business. This is how we're going to take that two-week vacation. Because this business is going to be run by the numbers. It's going to be run by the process. It's going to be run by having the right people in the right jobs that are well-trained. They know what a good job looks like. They're going to be held accountable. And then we're going to get the hell out of the way and let them do their job. Doesn't mean we can just walk away. We have to manage our business. But when we get the correct KPIs, the key performance indicators, the numbers that we need to run our business by, we can take a look at those each and every day. We take 15 minutes and we can see what's happening with our sales, what's going on, what's our close rate, how many leads are we coming in, all of those numbers. And then we have to be able to see how the job is going. Are we on target? What's the percentage of completion? Hey, we've used 80% of the labor and we're only 50% of the job. What's going on? Okay, and then we're going to know all this because we've got great scorekeepers and we can see all this. We can see what's happening in our business because we understand what's happening and we got the right people in the right places. And this is a well-oiled machine. All right. Well, enough of that. Let's get into today's show. And today we're going to talk about sales. Sales is so important. It's that first leg of the stool. Nothing happens until somebody sells something. And the best investment you can make in your business, besides hiring me as a business coach, is learning how to sell. It's having that confidence to feel comfortable in sales. I've got so many contractors that I work with, they just don't like the sales. They're uncomfortable. They don't have that confidence. They don't have their mind right. They don't know how to build a sales team and how to hold them accountable. And that's why I've partnered with the Sales Transformation Group. That's Ryan Groth. You've heard Ryan on the show a number of times. We've had some great conversations about selling. And they have got a sales growth and transformation platform that helps owners and salespeople, helps them with online training programs, group coaching, one-on-one consulting. They have live events and all kinds of other stuff. I mean, there is a program for you. I've talked with Ryan over the years. You know, they've got a number of awesome programs. You get so many contractors that work with them, but they tended to be on the larger size business and where they've got a larger sales force. And I said, hey, you know, most of our listeners are smaller contractors, and they're the ones that really need the help when it comes to learning how to sell, having that confidence. I've been bugging them for years, and finally they've come around. They've come up with a number of programs that I really like, which is why I wanted to partner with them on the Roofer Show. I like their holistic approach to sales, just like our program, which makes them a great fit. Whether you want to grow your residential retail sales or your D2D insurance restoration sales, they do commercial sales, and also they do a great job of setting up your service department, teaching you how to sell service. So you're going to want to check these guys out. Check out these programs because there's a program for you. I highly recommend them. I've known Ryan for a long time, and these guys are awesome. This is the most important skill you can learn, and you can learn it. Go get your mind right and reach out to Ryan and his group at salestransformationgroup.com/roofershow To learn more about their programs, check it out. But this is going to help you grow your business, grow a more profitable business. All right, well, let's get into our basic process. And this is the same process we use in our groups and the one that I've used kind of honed over time. Like everything, we've got to start off with identifying the problem. Okay, what's the problem here with contractors not selling? You look at your prospects. There has to be a problem. Otherwise, they're not going to be calling you. There's a pain. Okay, what's that pain point? So in our case, the contractors that I talk with, I can just kind of go down the list. Okay, so let's start with the first one is, I don't like selling. I'm not comfortable selling. It's kind of sleazy. It's, you know, this or that, but I don't really like it. Okay, that's number one. Now, if you're going to be in this business, you're going to run a business, you better like sales or you're in the wrong business. You shouldn't be running a business because everything starts with sales. Everything revolves around the sale. And when you start off, you need to be the one out there selling, okay? And I really believe the contractors that I work with, smaller contractors, let's say they're doing $1 million, $1.5 million, the ones that are successful, they're doing all the sales, okay? And they've got maybe somebody in production, has somebody maybe in the office doing the bookkeeping, but hopefully we're outsourcing that. I'm a big believer in outsourcing your bookkeeping because we've got specialists that specialize with contractors and they understand construction accounting. It's a different deal. We've talked about that before. Okay, so that's the first problem. They just don't like selling. Number two, I don't have time. I'm so busy. Well, we talked about that before. No, you're screwed up. You're not organized. You're not managing your time. And most likely, like the two calls I had today was, no, it's not a shortage of time. It's the way that you handle things. You need to say no more often. And that's, you know, whether it's somebody barging into your office, asking you a favor to do this, do that, do this. Focus on what's important. And sales are important. Getting in front of qualified prospects. Okay, so think about it this way. Let's say your time is worth $500 an hour. If you're doing the right stuff, if you're working on your business, you're making decisions, you're out in front of qualified people selling work, that's $500 an hour stuff. You're spending your time on $20 an hour crap. It's like coming home after a hard day. What are you going to get out and mow your lawn? Or are you going to hire somebody for $50 to go do it? It's the same thing. Spend your time where you make your money. It's the $500 an hour stuff. And that also falls into making the investment into your education, whether it's working with me or spending time in Ryan's program. Because if you can increase your close rate, if you can increase your sales by, let's say, 500 grand, that's a good investment. Or I can show you how to make an extra 5% profit on the bottom line. That's a lot of money. That's worth your time. You know, say no more often, okay? That's number two. Because you do have the time. What we're talking about is getting your business organized, running it on systems and processes, and you will find that all of a sudden you've got the time, okay? A big problem there is not identifying your ideal customer. Who do you want to work for? Who are your most profitable prospects? Okay, now we can look at this and say, who's our number one client? Let's start there. The number one person that we really enjoy working for, they don't bitch about the price. They understand the value that we bring, you know, are looking for a superior product and are interested in listening to our story and learning the differences of why we're better, okay? And they pay their bills, okay? So identifying our ideal prospect, ideal customer. Now, let's go find a bunch of those guys, okay? That's what we want to focus in on. Now, one reason we don't have time is because salespeople are going out to the wrong, you know, they're going out to anybody that calls. As soon as they call, they drop everything, run out, and go talk to them. Well, they may not be our prospect. You're wasting so much time with people that they can't afford your service. They're not interested in buying value or a quality product. So not only do we waste time with somebody that's never going to buy, but it's a time suck taking us away from the true buyers, because we need to spend the time with them, walking them through the process, asking the questions, having time to spend with them, having time to go through the job, as opposed to, okay, boom, wham, I'm out there. Now I'm going to shoot something in the mail. Your close rate is going to suck. We're talking about doubling, tripling your close rates. If you can do that, you don't need to go hire a bunch of salespeople because your close rate's higher. You don't have to pay for all those crappy leads that you're getting from HomeAdvisor because you doubled your close rate. So that means you need fewer leads because you're closing more. Simple math. And this gets into, what are we, number three, is that we don't pre-qualify our leads before we run out and see them, because you need to understand who that is. And if we don't understand who to go out and see, how to pre-qualify them by asking them the certain questions, we'll get into this in a little while, which is, you know, using our project discovery sheet. Here are the questions we need to know. Do they fit into this ideal prospect range? Okay. Next one, I think we're on number four. There's no process that we're talking about. That's why we're doing this, okay? Is there's a step-by-step. We're going out and doing it differently every time. If you've got two or three sales guys, they're just out there running wild. They're not using a system that's going to be a proven process to sell more work. Everybody's doing different things. So that's why we have this process, okay? Let's see. What are we at? Number five? I'm just kind of going through this list here. These are problems that we have to identify of why we're not selling. Here's the problem, right? Well, we don't use a CRM, okay? We don't have any way to follow the lead process through our pipeline because there are these steps, as we'll see in the process. Maybe this is a good time to go back and count all the times I've used the word process, because I'm sure it's grinding on you. It's grinding on me, but that's what we got. So let's move on. You have to take step by step. You just don't go in. Let me give you a quote. Boom. Try to close the deal. There's a process that's involved and you have to build that trust. Know, like, and trust. You've probably heard that before. What does that mean? They know us. So that's why they called us. Okay. They like us because you're not a jerk, hopefully. You know, if they don't like you, they're not going to buy, because people buy from people they like, okay, period. And like and trust. So you have to build that trust. That's why they buy, because they trust you. You have built that trust through our process, okay? So we can't shortcut that. Now, if I was to use the example in my coaching handbook, then everybody says the same thing. You don't go to the bar, meet a girl at the bar, and then ask her to marry you. Okay, there's some steps along the way. Or use the prom. That's a good one, because everybody can relate to that. You want to ask a girl out to the prom or guy to the prom, whatever. You've got to think it through, and it kind of go through the steps, right? Now, our CRM, we have to be able to follow this all the way through and keep things organized so they're not falling through the cracks. I've had a number of episodes where we're talking about CRMs, whether it's, you know, we use Job Nimbus for the most part, and that's what we're, you know, most of my guys are working with them. So that's a great program, but what's a good CRM program? The one you use. That's all that matters. You can do it on a pad of paper. You just need some way to organize all of these calls that come in, and we need to track them. We need our information. What does that mean? I'll get into the numbers in a minute. But our sales funnel looks like this. First, somebody calls us through the website, a form on our website, give us a call, And what we have now is an inquiry. We haven't qualified these people. We don't know if they're looking for a new roof or they're looking to pave their driveway. We get a lot of that crap, so we've got to pre-qualify. Once we pre-qualified, now we've got an actual lead. And a lead we can distribute to the salesman. And it just goes all the way through the funnel to the sale, to the closeout, to getting the five-star review and the referrals. So we need those numbers. The number of leads came in, the number of jobs we lost, the jobs we sold, that's our close rate. That's an important number. We need to know that because if we're selling 3 out of 4 jobs, we got a big problem. And what's that? Our price is too low, okay? If we're selling 1 in 5, 1 in 6, something's wrong, right? We're either not going out and talking to qualified people or our sales skills suck, okay? So it's going to be one of those. So that's a big problem. And if you're working with me, you know that close rate off the top of your head because that's one of the questions that I'm going to ask you every week. Be very clear about that. How many leads you get in? What did you close? What did you lose? What happened? Let's go through that. Let's improve on that. The next problem I see contractors making that are holding them back from selling, I think this is number 6, kind of lost track, not being able to differentiate your business. What is it that you do that's different from your competition? Great example of this. I talk about this on the show. We had our roof done this summer, speaking of fiascos. And, I don't know anybody in the residential business these days. So I told my wife to handle it. She gets 3 or 4 quotes. And next thing, you get busy and so forth. Well, here's this stack. She says, hey, we need to get this done. What do you think? And I go, I don't know. They all look the same to me. There was no differentiation. Okay. And if you can't show your customer, your prospect, how you're different, how you're better, they're just going to go straight on price. Why wouldn't they? Okay. So you have to be different. That's different in your proposal, different in your presentation, different in this sales process we're talking about. And that's why we're talking about it. You're going to sell more. Yeah, we could get into a lot more of what problems there are with our sales. Why aren't we selling more? Why aren't we closing more? Why aren't we closing the right people, the profitable jobs? We're too cheap. We're not selling our value. Okay. So those are our problems. So let's take a look at the goal of this. Now we're talking about our process. Why are we going through this exercise? Because you've got to sell. We've got to sell more work. Okay. We got to sell more profitable work because nothing happens until somebody sells something. This is why we're doing it. It all revolves around sales. Okay, well, it's finally time to get into the secret sauce. Well, it's hardly a secret. It's just a simple step-by-step process. It's no mystery. But if we think this out and see what works, what doesn't work, we can tweak it as we like. We can, really hone this down for our individual business and, how you want to do it. And I got out of a call here this morning and working with a contractor, and we come to, okay, now we've made our presentation, I got to think about it, this kind of thing. Okay, well, what's our follow-up process? How do we go? Well, I feel uncomfortable, making calls, following up. I feel like I'm bugging them. Okay, I'm not going to win this this battle. I say, fine. If you're not comfortable with it, understand that you're going to sell less. But if that's okay, great. So that's what I talk about, tweaking it the way that you want it. It's your business. You have to be comfortable with the way that you run your business. And that's fine. So let's get into this. Now, I'm just going to list these out in my professional, organized, clear-cut method. We're going to start off with that we've already got a lead. We're not going to talk about lead generation because we've talked about that so often on the show, but let's say we're either getting a lead, they're filling out a form on our website, which hopefully we're getting a lot of those, or they're calling, okay, and they're requesting service, okay? Now, I'll tell you, you want to improve your close rate. Here is the simple tip. This is number one no-brainer, and because if you do this, you're going to eliminate 50, 60, 70% of your competition. And what is that? Answer the freaking phone. Okay, let's start with that. Let's communicate with our prospect. We are spending a ton of money to get that phone to ring. And if we're rolling over into voicemail or not answering the phone, they're not going to leave a message because they don't think you're going to call them back. And they're probably right. So what we use is Ruby Receptionist as a sponsor, the longtime sponsor of the show. You've heard me talk about them. They're great. They answer the phone. They answer it quickly. They answer it with a friendly voice, professional voice. And we have them set up where they ask the basic questions and they can start the pre-qualification process, because half the calls you're going to get are from solicitors and so forth. We don't want to hear anything about that. We want to know if they're in our area, if they're looking for the service that we provide. We don't want guys that want their driveway paved, right? We get those calls all the time. I've got an awesome coaching client, but the one thing he's doing wrong, he was rolling his calls over into voicemail. We're talking one day when we first started working together, and I was going through this process with him, and he says, oh yeah, I got, you know, all these calls from the past few days. I probably got 20 messages, and yeah, I need to kind of go through this. Well, you know, granted, most of them are going to be garbage. However, you've got prospects, qualified prospects that you spent money to get them to call. What is going on there? You know, you get home, you're going to be too tired to do this. That's crazy. I got him hooked up with Ruby. Loves him. Solved his problem. Freed his time up. Took the stress off his shoulders. It made a huge difference. So he's getting his time back. He's outsourcing these, you know, minimum wage job type of things, and he can spend his time on what's really important. So this is Ruby Receptionist. This is what they do for us. They've got a great app that they can forward calls to you. They qualify those prospects and the ones that fit in the qualifications. They can send you an email, they can send you a text, and you can get right back to them. But the most important thing they do is leave a great first impression. Right off the bat, you're getting that phone answered, and they're basically teeing up the sale, because every step of our process is designed to leave a great impression, to build that know, like, and trust until we make the sale. It's so important, and that's what they do. It's a great service. I try to get all my contractors to use them, because we are trying to automate your business, outsource what we can, spend your time on what's important. So go check them out at callruby.com/roofer. Check them out. See if it's right for you. Okay. Well, you like how I slipped in that sponsor? Hey, that's professional broadcasting. All right. We've answered the phone. We've got an inquiry. We don't have a lead. We've got an inquiry. And that inquiry has to be further pre-qualified, because we're only wanting to spend time with true prospects that meet our ideal customer. Okay, we don't want to go out to everybody. We want to pick and choose. We want to take the cream off the top. This is why lead generation is so important. We need a lot of leads coming into the top of that funnel so we can take the ones that are going to close, the ones that we want to spend our time on. However that process is done, who's going to do that? Ruby takes the call, forwards it in to someone, because you've got to call and further qualify them. And whoever's going to qualify them, pre-qualify them further, whether it's your salesman, somebody in the office perhaps, but you're just not asking random questions. You pull out your project discovery sheet, okay? And this is every time you take this information down, this is what you use. These are the questions, the script that you're going to use to pre-qualify your people, okay? You want to make sure, so the questions, they're all listed out, however you design that. But you want to make sure they're in your, you know, your area that you work in. You want to make sure it's the service that you provide. You want to ask questions. You know, moving along, you want to say, hey, do you have 5 minutes? I want to make sure that I understand what your need is, what your problem is, and be sure that we have the solution. If we don't have the solution, if we're not a good fit, what we will do is recommend another contractor, which is what you always want to have in your back pocket, because you don't want to leave these guys in a lurch. If you can forward them down to somebody else that does that kind of work, here's their phone number. They're going to appreciate that more. If they're a really tough customer, send them to your worst competitor. But be sure you've got somebody to send them to so they don't leave you a one-star review and say, these guys blew me off, which you see out there, right? So we've asked all the questions. Question I like to ask, you know, what's your plans with the home? You know, if you're going to flip the property, you know, next month, I doubt they're looking for a high quality roof. But if you've got somebody that says, hey, they're going to carry me out of here in a box, I'm never moving, you ask an open-ended question. Well, then it sounds like you only want to put, this is the last roof you ever want to install. So we better make it a good one. Am I right? And let them answer and sip it. Stop talking and listen. They'll give you a roadmap of how to sell if you ask the right questions, open-ended questions, and shut up and listen to the answers. They'll guide you along. Now, once we qualify them, they meet the requirements. Now it turns into a lead. A lead gets entered into our CRM system, and we've got a CRM system that controls all this, and we're going to run that through our pipeline. That's using our CRM. You've heard me talk a number of times. We've had episodes about CRMs. We use Job Nimbus for the most part, because what we do in our programs, try to have everybody on the same platform, because we can come in, we can all train together, we can all develop this process, use the same one, and tweak it as we need to for individual companies. But it works. It kicks ass, I'll tell you. You know, so, but we've got to have a CRM, whatever that is. Pad of paper, that's fine if we can keep it organized. So that gets entered into the CRM. Now we've captured all that information. Now our next step is to set an appointment. If that's the way you do it, I've got contractors that don't set appointments. They take it right off of Eagle View and send a quote, you know, and it works pretty successfully for these guys. Or do you go out and set an appointment to meet? Do you run by with a drone? Are you going up on the roof? What's that going to look like? So we have that laid out. That's the step. Here's the process, okay, however that's going to work. But if we set an appointment, we use a autoresponder. So the one I use is Acuity, there's Calendly. But what we do is we put this into the calendar, we set the appointment, and there's a reminder system, and it's automated, and it'll send one out saying confirm your appointment, and then maybe an hour before or 2 hours before, or how many you want to send. It just happens automatically. That way, when you go out, you're not missing appointments like we do so often. I mean, the guy's not there. What a pain that is. So we're not going to screw around with that. We're going to set that appointment. Now, some contractors have that right on their website, which is, if you can handle it, if you're set up that way, they can set their own appointments. Okay, they go on and you've got a calendar right on the website. That's like on my website. I mean, you can go to my calendar and set up a call with me, which I'd love for you to do. It's simple. You pick your time, I'll be there. So that's the next step. What does that look like? How do we do that? But we're going to use that autoresponder. Now, here's another opportunity where we're going to have a touch point. So not only are we going to send them a confirmation, but let's send them some information that's going to help move us along in the sale. What I like to do here's who's going to come out. Let's say we got Joe the salesman. And here's a picture of Joe and maybe a little, you know, biography about him. Here's a few tips, things he went to school here. Or he likes, you know, hunting or whatever the hell it is. Just a little something personal. Okay. The idea here is that how often you show up and the guy's like, who are you? I don't remember calling you guys. This way, you've got a photo. The guy comes out. They're expecting him. They've kind of already looked at you, you know, and said, oh, this looks like an honest guy. So you put a good photo, you know, you get a professional photo, stick that on there. Another thing that I like to do is put our aerial measurement tool on there. So if that's Eagle View, here's, you know, we're going to get that in advance. I mean, $20, really? You get one for everybody. So you set that up. And then when they say, wow, what's this? Well, it's just a way that we, you know, what we use to measure the roof. So we get an exact measurement so we can be absolutely competitive with our quotes because we know exactly how much material, whatever. But it's also a differentiator. Looks cool. Great. Now, we've also got this space that we should use. How do we build trust? Well, a great way on everything that we send is going to have some kind of testimonial, some kind of review. And what I like to do is set it up and say, hey, by the way, you know, here's some of your neighbors say about our services. And you've got a couple of snippets there. And it's like, whoa, cool. Okay. Boom. Once again, we're building trust. You can put whatever it is that you like, whatever, you know, when you think it through, what's going to show how you're better. And, or maybe you're going to take them to a sales page on your website, or you're going to take them to a section of, you know, your gallery. Here, go check out some roofs like yours. Or maybe we send them our insurance certificates, or here's, our little booklet, 10 ways to, be sure that you're getting a roofing contractor you can trust. On and on. You want to get that out of the way. Okay. You want to get that in their hands where they have a chance to review this first. You know, you've already set up that sale by having your prepackage before the prepackage meeting. And by the time you get out there, you know, they're looking forward to it. They understand, they know about your business, because you don't want to be sitting there talking about your business when you go out to meet them. They don't care. Okay. They care about them. They care about what's in it for me. And most salespeople go out there, start flapping their gums about, oh, look at our badges. Look at our big trucks. Look how big we are. We've been in business for, they don't care. Okay. So don't even go there. Save your energy for asking questions, open-ended questions on how you can solve their problems. Ask them, you know, what's important to them. You're walking around the home, say, God, you have some beautiful roses here. You know, this is something that we do specifically, whether we use a catch-all or we put some boards up against here, whatever it is. And we want to protect you, your flowers, because I can see they're very important to you. Am I right? Great. Okay. It's just all of those things. You're moving that prospect through the pipeline each step of the way. You're not just jumping ahead. You are using this process, and by the time you get to the end of this, the close comes naturally. You know, it's kind of like, okay, well, we're all set. You know, shall I go ahead and put you on the schedule? You know, and then if you deal with objections, that's a whole nother thing. Ryan can teach you all about that. So we do our job. We'll talk about that later. But how are you going to get your reviews? You want to have reviews on every single job, and you have a process to do that. How do we, you know, here's our goal. We want to get 75% reviews on our jobs. Okay. We're asking for referrals. What can we do to get more referrals? You know, Mrs. Jones, by the way, I'm sure you're aware that our business is built on referrals and, you know, references from fine customers like yourself. Would you happen to know any friends and family or, you know, anything? And also, will you keep us top of mind in case you come across anybody, you know, on and on. And that's why you continue to follow up. You send them, whether it's a newsletter, send them a periodic, you know, whatever, you know, send them some cookies, you know, a few weeks after the job, you know, to, you know, just kind of, whoa, God, that's cool. It's different. It separates you every step of the way. So this is our sales process. You know, it's not complicated. It's easy, but we think it through every step. How can we improve our sale? We're going to improve our close rate. We're pre-qualifying. We're setting the scene before we get out there. When we get out there, they expect us. And we say, you know, this is another tip. This is how we work, okay? This is the process that we're going to use, and we're going to, however you're going to do it, we're going to go out there, we're going to go on your roof, we're going to take go back to the office, we're going to put our numbers together, and within 24 hours, we're going to get this or come back or however you're going to do your process, okay? Send it in the mail. But that way they know what to expect because they have no idea. They've never bought a roof. So you get all those things lined out in advance. And again, it's just building out your process, you know, building this out that makes sense. And now that you've done this, everybody does it the same way because this is the way you sell. This is, you're going to sell more work, period. This is how you do it. We bring on a new salesperson, plug them in. This is how you sell at our business. All right. Well, I'm going to wrap it up there. You know, there's some ideas. We get into more depth in our program. So, you know, if you want to learn more about this, if you want to sell more work, this is how we do it. And be sure to check out Ryan's program because that will take you to the next level. I'll tell you, it's a great program, as is ours. This is how you build this out. And everything that we do in our business, we have a procedure manual, you know, standard operating procedure, SOP. We write it out. Here's how we do it. Here's how we take the phone call. Here's how we go out and handle these things. This is how we do our pre-job conference, everything. And it's the same. And we just think it through. And this makes everything so much easier, so much smoother, so much more natural. And we're covering all the bases. We got our checklist. We're not missing things like I did on our conversation here. Be prepared. Hey, it's tough putting these out every week, I'll tell you. So anyway, it's been fun. I hope you guys got some value out of this. I really appreciate everybody listening. If you did, you know, I'd like to ask you a favor. Can I ask you a favor? And that's why you ask and get a response. Sure. Okay, well, I heard you say sure. So you're committed to doing this. So can you go to iTunes and leave me a 5-star review if you're getting value from this show? I'd really appreciate it. Helps get the word out there. The easier way to do it is you can do it on your iPhone or you can do it on your computer. But I have show notes for every show, and you can go through there. It's the cliff notes. I mean, it's the highlights. It's the bullet points. If you don't have time to listen to the whole thing, at least go there, and you can get the gist. See if it's something that you should get into. But you go down to the bottom, and there's a big button. Makes it simple, which is what you need to do. Make your review process really easy. You click on that big button. It will take you to this instruction page that gives you 3 points. It takes you right through the review process. Leave me a few notes. I got about 180 reviews, 5-star reviews. It's freaking awesome, man. It keeps me fired up, keeps me moving forward, and I would really appreciate it. So if you get a chance, it helps me out a lot. If you're interested in coaching programs, masterminds, be sure that you get in touch with me. Go to my calendar. We'll set up a call. I'll be there. Also, make sure you check out Ryan's program at salestransformation.com/roofershow. I think that's it. So, but check out his programs. They're great. They will really help you sell. And we'll see you next week on the Roofer Show.